It is the final Tuesday of January, so that means we welcome in our good friend and the superintendent of the RBB School District. It's Dr. Mike Wilcox. Dr. Wilcox, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Wait, I don't hear a snowblower in your background. That's positive, just to get things started.
That's right. That is positive. So we make it a full weekend here, maybe.
Strangely enough, in January, we know that's kind of the price of doing business this time of year. But your schedule has always been interesting at the RBB because you start and end spring break at a different time, and you factor in a couple days here and there because, well, you just know at this time of year you're going to have some days where you've missed. Give us an update on your schedule and how things are looking right now.
Right. We have had two total snow days, so that will just simply be added on to the in two additional days after what was scheduled for the last day there between then and graduation. And we still have, I think, three more days in there as a buffer before it impacts the second week of spring break. So I know that the kids are already talking. They've got that counted up by how many snow days we could still have without it impacting spring break. So they've got it down to a science already, and they're asking me, you know, how many and all. So, but we would have three more, and then it would impact the second week of spring break, which would be our spring break weeks are the 14th and the 21st of March.
But I think your folks know that they count on the first week a lot more than the second week.
Right, yeah, the first week is held, we hold that sacred, so to speak, and it will not be impacted. If we got to that point, it would be, wow, it would be almost like 1978, those of us old enough to remember that all over again. We would have to have some labor days or figure out an alternative schedule at that point. So we're always hoping we never get to that point.
But, or you could just have everybody stay home and build an igloo as independent study and get course credit for it.
There you go.
speaking of solving your other problems, we saw an article in today's Herald Times about people passing school buses out there on 46 in the Ellettsville Police Department. It's having to work overtime on all of this. Number one, I told Keith this last hour, what's wrong with people? When did anybody think of passing a school bus was the right idea? And what are you guys trying to do with your bus drivers and with the police to make people aware of, which I thought everybody was aware of this. What planet do I live on?
Yeah, everybody's in too big a hurry. We all get in a hurry, this time of during the school day, When we have the buses out of the mornings and mid to late afternoon, we ask everybody to be mindful of that. Everybody kind of gets in a hurry and in their own little world, and you dart around them, and then it's too late. So we ask everyone to be very, very mindful of that. We're to the point to where if that happens, we have the bus driver radio in the license plate
there
number,
you go.
And we turn those folks into the Ellettsville Police Department or the Monroe County Sheriff's Department.
And we should help you with that because we know how well school funding is going at the state level and other levels. We should jack the fines up there, and then you guys get all the money to celebrate because these are children. And hold on real quick. I got to send a text message and pass an ambulance. I'll get right back to you in a second here. what are we doing? When is that? When I read that story, I almost fell out of my chair because that seems commonsensical, but I guess common sense isn't so common, as Keith reminded me early in the day. Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning, but it doesn't matter if it's in Ellettsville. It doesn't matter if it's in Brown County. It doesn't matter if it's in Florida. There's a school bus. It turns its lights on, right, not to give the kids something to go, woo. It's
exactly.
You know to stop and slow down and be safe.
Well, first it's flashing yellow, then it's red.
And then
red
an arm sticks
stop.
Out, then
yes.
A red thing sticks out and says stop. So I have no sympathy for the people that say I didn't see it or didn't pay attention. If you're not paying attention to it, just find them $1,000 and we'll get on with things. Now let's get to some happier things that are happening at RBB. Brag on the school district here. What's been going on the last few weeks since we've talked to you last?
Well, I'm really excited to share with you guys, as many of our folks have read in the paper, Our girls varsity basketball team
not only clinched
the Eastern Division of our newest conference's Eastern Division, but also won the crossover game against Northview this last Friday night, played maybe their best game of the season. So Coach Gary Sims and the coaching staff doing a great job of getting the girls to play their best at the right time of year. And so WIC undisputed champs on the girls varsity basketball. We're set up to do the same. Boys varsity basketball, we have we're traveling Friday night to Northview to take on the Knights up there. We're the Eastern Division champs in the boys division. They've won the West, so we play for the overall champion Friday night up there. We were fortunate enough to get a nice win over them in the Wabash Valley Classic over Christmas break. But it'll be a whole different ball game on Friday night. They're going to be ready to play us, and we're going to go up there with the mindset to get a big win and win the conference outright. So our kids are excited, I always brag on our kids, regardless of the sport or their extracurricular activity, but it's true. We have great kids. They represent us so well when we go to places or folks come to our place. I'm always proud of how our kids represent us. We just have really, really good kids. Also, wrestling, last Saturday, we won the WIC. We hosted that at our place. Hosted that, won it by nearly 70 points over second place. So our wrestling is really rolling. They're doing a great job. Coach Greg Ratliff and his staff getting those kids ready.
That's three in a row for the wrestlers. They're not messing around.
No,
the junior class doesn't know any better. They're 3-for-3 there. And just to interject, we will have the WIC title game, the Edgewood Mustangs, at Northview. That's our Friday night game of the week. Chalk Talk with Coach Dave Mehern at 7 p.m. The tip at 7:30 there. Yeah, so you've had, again, you're playing for the hardware for the second Friday in a row. The wrestlers have been doing their work. Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. He checks in from RBB. Keith Klein, good morning.
Well, hey, Dr. Wilcox, we saw last week the graduation rates at RBB. You're improving. You're doing well. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it all starts with good instruction in the classroom, and I credit our teachers. Our veterans have done a great job with the changes that have come in education in the last recent years. We've been very fortunate to hire really good young teachers to complement them. And good building leadership in all of our buildings. So I give them all the credit, but it all starts with instruction right in the classroom. And our folks are getting the job done, and we're making good progress.
Well, let me ask you this then: do you care a whit about what comes out of the state with the I-STEP scores that are going to be released sometime?
You're allegedly going to get a score. Yeah. Allegedly, that's going to happen.
Yeah, the latest that's come down when we're held harmless with all that, with all the variables and everything that we've been through. I guess that was only fair to our teachers, and ultimately only fair to our kids. My fear is that 10 to 12 months from now, we're going to be having the same conversation.
Oh, yes.
because we're going into this round blind. Yeah. So to speak, because our listeners out there, we haven't had any data from last year on where. Now, you know, we've done the hard work and getting our kids prepared the best we can, but as far as that specific data from last year's tip, we haven't had. So my fear is that 10 to 12 months from now, we're going to be having the same conversation.
Well, Mike, do you really need I-STEP to tell you how well your teachers are doing teaching your kids and the graduation rates you're getting?
From a professional educator standpoint, no. I feel that we, meaning my assistant superintendent who does a wonderful job with curriculum, Jason Blessinger, our building principals and building administrators, we're professionals. And I know that Dr. DeBooth would say the same thing at NCC, that we're professionals, and and we look at what is going on in our classrooms, and we know great things. At the same time, we're not afraid of accountability. We want to hold our folks to a high standard. We want to hold ourselves to a high standard. But at the same time, we just ask to be fair, and ask to be valid, and that's only fair to our folks and ultimately to our kids.
And that's what it's all about. It's about the kids. So please don't run them over getting off the bus. Please
exactly.
Give them a way to measure themselves. And again, this all this stuff. Your job can't be easy when these are the things you have to deal with. And we appreciate you spending some time with us to brag on RBB. Keep up the great work out there, and we'll get caught up with you in February if we're all not snowed in and covered under 16 feet of snow.
Isn't this the anniversary of the 78?
It is. The first one. Wasn't there another one in March? I think my brother was born in March of 78, and my mom tells a story about fire trucks moving snow to get her to the hospital. So there's
true.
A couple of them. Yeah.
That's
so
true. Out on the farm, I remember we missed 23 days of school that year.
Ooh.
And we were having bulldozers clean off the roads. And out on the farm, we were walking from roof to roof to get to the animals to feed them. So
wow. lucky that's not what's going on now. So whenever global warming returns, I guess we'll be ready for it and know how to deal with it. And hopefully we don't have to talk about any more missing school days. But I always get a feeling, what is that old rule about when boys basketball sectional start?
Tournament.
Don't you get another itch there? Hey, best of luck with everything, and we'll get caught up with you at the end of February, my friend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate all you guys do for us each month and each day. And thanks for covering the ball games on the weekends. We really appreciate all you guys do for us.